This is another one of, and anyone who has a child or if you're on Accutane yourself, you should listen up on this, another study on increased risk of attempted suicide.
That's right, except if you look at certain headlines from papers, Steve, especially looked at the BBC one, headline was acne drug not found to increase suicide risk. And in fact, that actually is the story. This was a 5,700 people studied, published in the British Medical Journal. And the interesting thing about this study is they looked at people, they studied suicide attempts before, during, and after treatment of the drug, because all the studies to date have been taking the drug and then looking for suicide attempts. And what they found is that what was more likely causing the suicide, they found in terms of number of people that tried to commit suicide as a first attempt, was one person out of 2,300 who were taking the medication. It was highest 6 months after they finished the medication, meaning the medication was gone. And so they said, well, what's the reason for this? What can we explain? How can this be explained? And from all the data, looking at all the data, they found that those patients who had acne that improved, that actually they got better, 6 months after, they found that if they didn't have any improvement in their social lives, they felt more depressed. They thought this was going to make them better. And in fact, looking at the data, they said the acne itself is associated with psychiatric morbidity, that is, problems, especially for teens. Acne is very distressing for them. It does interfere with their social lives, and so that can lead to certain people to depression. What they are saying in the end of all of this is that you have to monitor people, as always with any medication that you use. You have to assess people for their, if they already are depressed, if they already are having problems. And this paper, although this study doesn't conclusively, you can't, there's nothing in science that's absolutely conclusive, it strengthens the view that acne itself has significant psychological and physiological effects, and that it does have, for some people who have a risk of suicide, it can have a means of exacerbating that. So the medication itself, in this case, not found statistically anyway to really increase that risk.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.